Welcome to Living Truth Ministries Podcast. My name is Ron Elson, and before I begin, I want to make this statement. I'm not teaching or preaching this to anyone special but to me. You know, sometimes we need to preach to ourselves in order to grow in Christ. But if you're struggling to get your prayers answered or wondering if God is even near you to hear them, I invite you to listen to today's message and see if something in it will help you grow in Christ and get your prayers answered. Join me as we dig into 7 Reasons Our Prayers Are Not Answered. I have often felt that when I pray, that my prayers never reach the ceiling, let alone to the ears of God in heaven. I find myself asking God, "Why are you not hearing me? Have you turned your face from me?" If that is how you feel, you are not alone. Even King David sometimes felt that way. David cried out to God in Psalm 13:1, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face from me?" He sometimes struggled to get his prayers answered, even though he was one of God's anointed. A few years ago, I preached a 11-part series titled, "There Are Laws for Prayer." I tried to deal with issues that stopped our prayers from being answered. Today, I will touch on 7 stops, because I feel that we need to be reminded of a raging battle that is going on for our soul and the souls of mankind. And we need God to answer our prayers. So let's dive right in. Prayer stopper number 1. Our prayers are not answered because of unprayed prayer. If you want something, why don't you ask? My parents use that phrase quite often. We would see something we wanted, and instead of asking the person who to get it for us, we would climb and reach across several things that could be damaged or knocked over or spilled. Usually, I would knock things over and breaking things and spilling food or water and making a big mess for my mother to clean up. Then I would hear, "If you want something, ask for it." And that usually ended with a swat on my backside. We expect God to answer our prayers without us asking for it. When you don't ask, that is the same as a child reaching for something only to break something or to make a big mess of things. Let me tell you, when it comes to making a mess, I am first class in that category. I can make the biggest mess out of the most minor thing. Why must I ask God for something? After all, He knows my needs, what I am thinking, and He knows what's in my heart. Well, it's called communication. God sent His only Son to die for our sins and to restore fellowship with Him. Not a one-sided fellowship, but a fellowship where we can come to Him and talk to Him, open up ourselves to Him, and ask of Him. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught His disciples how to pray. And in verse 10 of Matthew 6, Jesus started the prayer with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy name." Yes, we must open our mouths and speak to God Himself. Then in verse 11, He said, "Give us this day our daily bread." This is a part where we take our needs to God. We need to come out and ask God to meet our need and give us the desires of our heart, just as we did with our parents. When we don't ask God directly for what we need or for the desires of our heart, we will make a mess of things and try to do it our way. And after we made a mess of our lives by doing it our way, we will open our mouths and ask God for help. If we only asked Him first and let Him do the reaching and giving, our lives would not be in a mess. We must learn to ask God to get our prayers answered. James 4:2 says, "You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot attain, so you fight and quarrel." You do not have because you do not ask. In Hebrews 4:14-16 says, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Right now, Jesus is not sitting on the throne of judgment, but on the throne of grace. Isn't it wonderful that he went from sitting on the judgment seat to the seat of grace? We can come to him expecting grace and mercy. It is now that you can tell Jesus whatever you want in your heart. I can tell Jesus things I could never tell my wife or my best friend. Paul is saying, let us stop making a big mess for God to clean up and let us go to God and come to out and ask boldly for help. This is what God wants us to do. How can God answer if we are not going to ask for it?
Please join me next time as we continue 7 Reasons Our Prayers Are Not Answered.